It's not like any other podcast. Coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Hey everybody, Darren Garman here, and welcome to today's podcast. I want to talk about demand and supply. Demand and supply. And so let me give you an idea on how you know you're in a really good real estate market and how you know it will continue to do pretty well. And it's actually pretty simple. So I just got done working on a 200 unit, actually a little bit less than that, apartment project here in Cedar Rapids. And so a group of investors and myself looking at purchasing this property. And I mean, by the way, property was above average. Property wasn't unbelievably great. Property wasn't, oh my God, this is unbelievable. You've got to put your money in this. But it was definitely above average. It would be an apartment community where you'd want to invest your money, but it's not the home run that so many people think they need to get. Okay, so I want to set the stage and let you know that. With this project, over a three-week period of time, the price tag on this is over $10 million. Okay, just a little bit over $10 million. And that's in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, eastern Iowa, a market of less than 300,000 people in total. Okay, this property produced 10 offers. 10 letters of intent to purchase this property. Out of those 10, it was sifted, they were sifted and sorted, and they worked on, they being the sellers, worked on 6. So think of it this way. 10 letters of intent came in. They said, oh, we can't work with 10. Let's sift and sort. So they, out of the 10, they picked the most serious final 6 to work with. Then went back to those 6 buyers and said, give us your best and final. I believe all 6 came back again with a best and final offer to buy these units. Not surprisingly, these units sold and they're under contract. They haven't closed yet. There's a closing date sometime in February of next year. So what does that tell you? That tells you that what we have been talking about is no longer a mystery and it's catching on. Why would investors, investment groups, partnerships be competing with each other to buy a $10 million property? Why would they be doing that? And again, this is an average property. Numbers are average. Return at this point is average. Why is that happening? I'm going to tell you why. It's very simple. Because they believe they're buying it at a discount now. Okay? They believe that they're buying the property at a discount now, even though they're not buying it at a discount. That makes sense? So this isn't a $10 million, this isn't a $15 million property that we're buying for $10 million today. So if it appraised today, it wouldn't appraise for $10 million. It appraised for $10 million. But why the competition? Because these buyers believe that it will be a $12 million, $13 million, $15 million property in the future. And a lot of that has to do with replacement cost. Okay. So if you were to build this property from scratch today, instead of being worth $50,000 a unit, you would have to spend at least $150,000 to $160,000 and probably more per unit to build it. So just do the mental math on that. Okay. Do the mental math. So are you going to get into a project for 3 times less than replacement cost and pay retail price for it today, knowing that you have now locked in 3 times less replacement cost, no matter what the market does. I mean, do you think construction costs are going to go down at any time in the future? No, they're not. Do you think labor is going to go down? Do you think materials are going to go down? The answer is no, they're not going to. And so now what's happening in the market is more and more investors are understanding this and wanting to participate because they realize that they believe they're actually buying these properties at a discount now versus where the value will be in the future. And by in the future, I'm talking probably at least in the next 3 to 5 years. So as you look at your investing in 2019, what are you going to choose to do? Are you going to choose to do the same old thing you've been doing? Or are you going to follow a trend that, again, it's not out there publicly. You don't see it on videos, TV, mainstream media like CNBC, Fox News, MSNBC, whatever, you know, whatever you tune into, video, radio. You don't hear this talk. You don't see this going on. You see a little bit of it in financial publications like Wall Street Journal, Barron's, some of those. But you don't really see it yet. And so getting in now on this kind of investment before it is mainstream, I think is very, very smart and a very prudent thing to think about. And number two, cost of construction and replacement cost. This is going to be the case going on for years. And so being able to lock up an asset for more than it costs to reproduce it is going to be a significant thing you will hear about as we move into the next year and into the coming years. And being able to have those kind of assets and own them is going to be significant because as construction costs increase, more and more investors will demand and will choose to buy existing construction, which will then increase the demand and the value of existing construction. Okay, so just a few things to think about, not only now, which is a great time of year to think about these things, but as you move into 2019, some things to keep in the back of your mind, and then also to think about what you are going to do regarding these trends that are happening right now. All right. Well, look, you have a great day. Have a great rest of your week. And we'll talk to you soon. Hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. All right. We'll talk to you later. See ya. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.